Yeah, and as you mentioned, to have this bus service now in place, just as the GO trains were limiting their runs, but now to have this bus service in place to start January.
Yes,
off.
And we started yesterday.
Yeah,
and it'll take us through. And once again, it meets the idea of less cars on the road, that which is important for you know, the environment. It meets the needs of university and college travel, of people commuting into Toronto to work. Maybe they're in a hybrid model. It mm-hmm. it checks so many of the boxes. But the biggest box I believe it checks is that we can once again build that case.
Exactly. There you go. So we've got some planning updates to a pass along.
Yeah, you know,
today.
I want to talk about strategic plan. That's ongoing. That work has begun with city staff and council, and we've had several sessions. The next is for us to validate some of the draft priorities that we've come up with. And the key question that we're asking is, what does your ideal Stratford look like? And so I encourage people to go to the Engage Stratford portal. I know it was uploaded by Mike Bites yesterday. And once again, great work from Emily Robson with our corporate initiative lead. You know, we had a first go at this in a public forum at the Food Local, and we had a great response to answering that question. And now I strongly recommend people that are in Stratford to go on our Engage Stratford portal. And, you know, let's hear from you what you believe should be our priorities in Stratford as we move forward, strategic priorities, to once again identify what you think are the ideal Stratford looks like.
Okay, and then there's the official plan,
yeah,
right?
And the official plan is moving along as well. Thank you very much. Once again, that work is presented to council and to staff. The work of Adam Betteridge, and he's the director of building and planning, bringing this forward. We are bound by law to have an official plan and reviews. We've talked about that in the past. You know, and the official plan is primarily around, you know, how do we want to see the city of Stratford to grow? And we talk about growth of employment land and housing land. And so once again, we are encouraging people. We have some ideas that we've hammered out in council sessions and involving staff. But we want Stratford through the Engage portal once again. There's an idea board there. And the idea board is asking the question, what I like and what I like about Stratford. So once again, we will have a public forum later on, a public open house, once a lot of that is sussed out. But once again, go to the Engage Stratford. There's an idea board. Go there and make your comment on what I like about Stratford.
And you there know what? Is lots to like about
Thank
Stratford.
You. Other than the budget right now, there's lots to like. So, yes, absolutely.
And we're chatting with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Again, we're off and running for January into the new year. I almost don't want to ask about this one. Proposed construction work for this year.
Yeah, you know what? Let's back the bus up a wee bit. Pardon the pun. But, you know, we accomplished with Stratford residents last year, and we did have a tax levy that was in around 7% last year. Equally important, we had reserves in place that we could do some amazing work. And when I close my eyes and think about the different things that we accomplished, both at surface level and below surface, I'm so pleased with what Stratford accomplished last year. But we have work to do. And I just want to itemize a few things, because when we talk draft budget, you know, certainly our capital projects, which hinge on, you know, property tax, but also on the reserve piece. You know, I look at, you know, sewer and water relining coming in at $1.5 million. The continued work on Albert Street, $4.1 million. The Motorwall reconstruction, $1.2 million. The Avondale Avenue, which has sewer and water infrastructure that's closing in on 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
That's coming in at $4.1 million. The asphalt resurfacing that goes on every year, you know, it's coming in at $2.2 million. That's all part of our draft budget. Now, we can move some of that stuff down the road, but we know if we move it down the road, then we face the challenges of increased costs, perhaps the next year. So all those things are laid out by our director of infrastructure Taylor Crenklaw, and it's laid out that, okay, this is what's on the docket for this year and the next and the next. And if you bump one year, then you're bumping another and another. So some great work done last year, but some more great work to be done, you know, according to the draft budget plan, that's kind of in the docket. And people might say, no, we don't want to do that. But hearing the response from last year, I think a lot of people said amen to that work.